The first contract, oft spoken of by the Khandra, was originally just a series of promises made by the first generation to the Lord Ruler. They wrote these promises down, and in doing so, codified the first Khandra laws. They were worried about governing themselves, independently of the Lord Ruler and his empire. So they took what they had written to him, asking for his approval. He commanded it cast into steel, then personally scratched a signature into the bottom. This code was the first thing that a Khandra learned upon awakening from his or her life as a Mistwraith. It contained commands to revere earlier generations, simple legal rights granted to each Khandra, provisions for creating new Khandra, and a demand for ultimate dedication to the Lord Ruler. Most disturbingly, the first contract contained a provision which, if invoked, would require the mass suicide of the entire Khandra people. 11. Khanpar leaned forward on his lectern, red crystalline bones sparkling in the lamplight.
"All right then, Tensun, traitor to the Khandra people. You have demanded this judgment. Make your plea."
Tensun took a deep breath. It felt so good to be able to do that again, and opened his mouth to speak.
"Tell them," Khanpar continued, sneering. "Explain, if you can, why you killed one of our own, a fellow Khandra."
Tensun froze. The Trustworn was quiet. The generations of Khandra were far too well-behaved to rustle and make noise like a crowd of humans. They sat with their bones of rock, wood, or even metal, waiting for Tensun's answer. Khanpar's question wasn't the one Tensun had expected.
"Yes, I killed a Khandra," Tensun said,
standing cold and naked on the platform.
"That is not forbidden." "Need it be forbidden?" Khanpar accused, pointing. "Humans kill each other. Kolos kill each other. But they are both of ruin. We are of preservation, the chosen of the Father himself. We don't kill one another."
Tensun frowned. This was a strange line of questioning. Why ask this, he thought. My betrayal of all our people is surely a greater sin than the murder of one.
"I was compelled by my contract," Tensun said frankly. "You must know, Khanpar. You are the one who assigned me to the man Straff Venture. We all know what kind of person he was." "No different from any other man," spat one of the seconds.
Once, Tensun would have agreed. Yet he knew that there were some humans, at least, who were different. He had betrayed Vin, and yet she hadn't hated him for it. She had understood, and had felt mercy. Even if they hadn't already become friends, even if he hadn't grown to respect her greatly, that one moment would have earned her his devoted loyalty. She was counting on him, even if she didn't know it. He stood a little straighter, looking Khanpar in the eyes.
"I was assigned to the man Straff Venture by paid contract," Tensun said. "He gave me over to the whims of his twisted son, Zane. It was Zane who commanded that I kill the Khandra Orsur and take his place, so that I could spy on the woman Vin."
There were a few hushed whispers at her name. "Yes, you've heard of her, the one who slew the father."
"And so you did what this Zane commanded?" Khanpar asked loudly. "You killed another Khandra. You murdered a member of your own generation."
"You think I enjoyed it?" Tensun demanded. "Orsur was my generation brother, a Khandra I had known for 700 years. But the contract
forbids killing," Khanpar said. It forbids the killing of men. And is not a Khandra life worth more than that of a man?
The words are specific, Khanpar, Tensun snapped. I know them well. I helped write them. We were both there when these service contracts were created, using the first contract itself as a model. They forbid us from killing humans, but not each other.
Khanpar leaned forward again.
Did you argue with this Zane? Suggest, perhaps, that he should perform the murder himself? Did you even try to get out of killing one of our people?
I do not argue with my masters, Tensun said. And I certainly didn't want to tell the man Zane how to kill a Khandra. His instability was well known.
So, you didn't argue, Khanpar said. You simply killed Orsir, and then you took his place, pretending to be him.
That is what we do, Tensun said with frustration. We take the place of others, acting as spies. That is the entire point of the contract.
We do these things to humans, snapped another second. This is the first case where a Khandra has been used to imitate another Khandra. It is disturbing precedent you set.
It was brilliant, Tensun thought. I hate Zane for making me do it, but I can still see the genius in it. Vin never even suspected me. Who would?
You should have refused to do this act, Khanpar said. You should have pled the need for clarification of your contract. If others were to begin using us in this way, to kill one another, then we could be wiped out in a matter of years.
You betrayed us all with your rashness, said another.
Ah, Tensun thought. So that is their plan. They establish me as a traitor first, so that what I say later lacks credibility. He smiled. He was of the third generation. It was time he started acting like it.
I betrayed us with my rashness? Tensun asked. What of you, glorious seconds? Who was it who allowed a contract to be signed to Kelsier himself? You gave a Khandra servant to the very man who was planning to kill the father.
Khanpar stiffened, as if he'd been slapped, translucent face angry in the blue lamplight.
It is not your place to make accusations, Third.
I have no place anymore, it seems, Tensun said. None of us do, now that the father is dead. We have no right to complain, for we helped it happen.
How were we to know this man would succeed when others hadn't? A second sputtered. He paid so well that—
Khanpar cut the other off with a sharp wave of the hand. It wasn't good for those of the second generation to defend themselves. However, Hun Fur, the Khandra who had spoken, hadn't ever really fit in with the others of his generation. He was a little more dense.
You shall speak no more of this, Third, Khanpar said, pointing at Tensun.
How can I defend myself if I cannot—
You aren't here to defend yourself, Khanpar said. This is not a trial. You have already admitted your guilt. This is a judgment. Explain your actions, then let the first generation pronounce your fate.
Tensun fell silent. It was not time to push. Not yet.
Now, Khanpar said, this thing you did in taking the place of one of your own brothers is bad enough. Need we speak on, or would you accept judgment right now?
We both know that Orsir's death has little to do with why I am here, Tensun said.
Very well, said Khanpar. Let us move on, then. Why don't you tell the first generation why, if you are such a contract-abiding Khandra, you broke contract with your master, disobeying his interests and helping his enemy instead?
Khanpar's accusation echoed in the room. Tensoon closed his eyes, thinking back to that day over a year ago. He remembered sitting quietly on the floor of Keep Venture, watching as Zane and Vin fought. No, it hadn't been a fight. Zane had been burning Atium, which had made him all but invincible. Zane had played with Vin, toying with her and mocking her. Vin hadn't been Tensoon's master. Tensoon had killed her Khandra and taken his place, spying on Vin at Zane's order. Zane. He had been Tensoon's master. He had held Tensoon's contract. But against all of his training, Tensoon had helped Vin. And in doing so, he had revealed to her the great secret of the Khandra. Their weakness. That an allomancer could use their powers to take complete control of a Khandra's body. The Khandra served their contracts to keep this secret hidden. They became servants, lest they end up as slaves. Tensoon opened his eyes to the quiet chamber. This was the moment he had been planning for. "I didn't break my contract," he announced. Kanpar snorted.
"You said otherwise when you came to us a year ago, Third."
"I told you what happened," Tensoon said, standing tall. "What I said was not a lie. I helped Vin instead of Zane. Partially because of my actions, my master ended up dead at Vin's feet. But I did not break my contract."
"You imply that Zane wanted you to help his enemy?"
Kanpar said. "No," Tensoon said. "I did not break my contract because I decided to serve a greater contract. The first contract."
"The father is dead," one of the seconds snapped. "How could you serve a contract with him?"
"He is dead," Tensoon said. "That is true. But the first contract did not die with him. Vin, the heir of the survivor, was the one who killed the Lord Ruler. She is our mother now. Our first contract is with her." He had expected outcries of blasphemy and condemnation. Instead, he got shocked silence. Kanpar stood, stupefied, behind his stone lectern. The members of the first generation were silent, as usual, sitting in their shadowed alcoves. "Well," Tensoon thought, "I suppose that means I should continue."
"I had to help the woman, Vin," he said. "I could not let Zane kill her, for I had a duty to her. A duty that began the moment she took the father's place."
Kanpar finally found his voice.
"She? Our mother? She killed the Lord Ruler."
"And took his place," Tensoon said. "She is one of us, in a way."
"Nonsense," Kanpar said. "I had expected rationalizations, Tensoon. Perhaps even lies. But these fantasies? These blasphemies?"
"Have you been outside recently, Kanpar?" Tensoon asked. "Have you left the homeland in the last century at all? Do you understand what is happening? The father is dead. The land is in upheaval. While returning to the homeland a year ago, I saw the changes in the mists. They no longer behave as they always have. We cannot continue as we have. The second generation may not yet realize it, but ruin has come. Life will end. The time that the Worldbringers spoke of, perhaps the time for the resolution, is here."
"You are delusional, Tensoon. You've been amongst the humans, too."
"Tell them what this is all really about, Kanpar," Tensoon interrupted, voice rising. "Don't you want my real sin known? Don't you want the others to hear?"
"Don't force this, Tensoon," Kanpar said, pointing again. "What you've done is bad enough. Don't make it—"
"I told her," Tensoon said, cutting him off again.
I told her our secret. At the end, she used me. Like the Allomancers of old, she took control of my body using the flaw, and she made me fight against Zane. This is what I've done. I've betrayed us all. She knows, and I'm certain that she has told others. Soon they'll all know how to control us. And you know why I did it? Is it not the point of this judgment for me to speak of my purposes?
He kept talking, despite the fact that Kanpar tried to speak over him.
I did it because she has the right to know our secret,
Tensun shouted.
She is the mother. She inherited everything the Lord Ruler had. Without her, we have nothing. We cannot create new blessings or new Khandra on our own. The trust is hers now. We should go to her. If this truly is the end of all things, then the resolution will soon come. She will—
Enough! Kanpar bellowed.
The chamber fell silent again. Tensun stood, breathing deeply. For a year, trapped in his pit, he'd planned how to proclaim that information. His people had spent 1,000 years, 10 generations following the teachings of the first contract. They deserved to hear what had happened to him. And yet, it felt so inadequate to just scream it out like some raving human. Would any of his people really believe? Would he change anything at all?
You have, by your own admission, betrayed us, Kanpar said. You've broken contract. You've murdered one of your own generation, and you've told a human how to dominate us. You demanded judgment? Let it come.
Tensun turned quietly, looking up toward the alcoves where the members of the first generation watched. Perhaps they'll see that what I say is true. Perhaps my words will shock them, and they'll realize that we need to offer service to Vin, rather than just sit in these caves and wait while the world ends around us. But nothing happened. No motion, no sound. At times, Tensun wondered if anyone still lived up there. He hadn't spoken with a member of the first generation for centuries. They limited their communications strictly to the seconds. If they did still live, none of them took the opportunity to offer Tensun clemency. Kanpar smiled.
The first generation has ignored your plea, third, he said. Therefore, as their servants, we of the second generation will offer judgment on their behalf. Your sentencing will occur in 1 month's time.
Tensun frowned. A month? Why wait? Either way, it was over. He bowed his head, sighing. He'd had his say. The Khandra now knew that their secret was out. The seconds could no longer hide that fact. Perhaps his words would inspire his people to action. Tensun would probably never know.